Good morning and welcome to Smashy Business. I'm Lubna Hamdan.
Good morning, it's Waleed Shehabi here.
Waleed, always a treat having you in the studio.
It's always great to be here. Thank you so much. Great coffee too.
Great coffee and roulette of, what did we say? Are we going to mention
gonna
it?
I'm not going to say it again.
No, I'm not going to say it either. Okay, moving on. We've got some
pre-show banter.
Pre-show banter, and that's it. No travel bans, no deportation, no none of that talk today. How's your week been since
excellent.
Since the big news for TPN?
A lot of positive attention, a ramp up in a lot of our main indicators. A lot of people are engaging.
Like getting positive attention.
It's great, but you have to be responsive. You have to be graceful about it. You have to be humble about it also at the same time. And you've got to give people attention, especially the people that are reaching out, that are both encouraging you, but also that have opportunities on the business side. We've had our applications go sort of spike up quite significantly. We're obviously very happy about that.
Nice.
But it becomes the attention is managing scale, managing the volumes a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
Making sure user experience is good. So, it's all hands on deck. We don't usually take a break after an announcement like this because actually everything ramps up.
Amazing, really exciting stuff. Have you worked with any celebrities? I'm just wondering, just because we had someone on the show yesterday, Saif Al-Rubai, and he's become a celebrity in his own right.
Certainly, I mean, from a professional point of view, one of the paths to spreading the word and marketing is obviously influencers, thought leaders, things of that nature. If you consider that space celebrities, we certainly have, but no singers, no actors as of
no
yet.
Football players,
no football players as football of yet, players. Unfortunately.
Okay, let's see if we can guess each other's football teams before we get into the headlines.
Mine is plastered on my chest half the time, so it's...
Hold on, let me guess. Okay, give me a hint.
It's a European team.
Besides Spain.
Any help. Yeah. And it's in the south of Europe rather than the north.
Spain. But besides Spain, like, are we talking Arsenal?
No, we're talking, United? We're talking a team in Spain.
A team in Spain?
Yes.
You lost me there. Which?
Ever heard of Barcelona?
Barcelona,
yes.
Barcelona, okay. Hisham, what did you say? It's our producer.
Not good days.
The city has a beach. Not good days for Barcelona.
Not good days. And it could get worse if Real Madrid win the Champions League.
Yeah.
So let's hope that doesn't happen.
What about the new manager? What do you think?
I don't even know who it is. I'm upset about Xavi. I think that was handled terribly. He could have been a long legacy for Barcelona, the same way that Guardiola was. I believe his budget is cut, and the minute he mentioned it, he got fired. Mm-hmm. Thought it was a little bit disrespectful, but let's see. Let's hope for the best for next season.
I can see the anger in your eyes about it.
I love anger about the results and the outcome of the season. Not been great.
Cool. Well, sorry to hear that. At least it's good news on keeper's side. So.
Yeah, at least.
we'll go through the headlines real quick. A tech entrepreneur who sold his startup to Noon is speaking out about bullying. That's Omar Qasim, a really interesting guy. We'll get to that. And then the UAE and London funds are backing a mortgage platform, actually, called Holo. Really excited for them because I interviewed Michael Hunter, one of the co-founders, way back in the day, in 2020 when they first launched. So it's great to see they just completed an oversubscribed
an
funding
set
round.
Of co-founders, actually, people who understand the problem and coming up with a good solution.
Yeah.
And it's on the back of quite a bit of PropTech's been hot. So we had our announcement, they had their announcement. There's been Property Finders, $90 million raise. That all happened pretty much in the same week. A couple of other such examples. A good friend of ours actually also announcing a refurbishment management sort of technology platform that got funded by Angel Spark, which is an angel community, that also made the headlines. So there's been quite a few, there's a lot happening. We're a hot sector,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, great, great. we will get to that, and I do want to know more about that, especially, okay, we'll get to that because there's so much to talk about it. But Sheikh Tahnoun's IHC is also eyeing a $5 billion buyback to revive its stock after the rally. And then Oprah and Idris Elba and Will.i.am. Why do people keep paying Will.i.am for things? Has he even paid his staff yet? Well, it's been years. But they're among celebrities in the new campaign for the Saadiyat Cultural District, which looks amazing, by the way. And we will talk about all of that. And then our guest for today is Ithada's Chief Venues Officer, Brent Jackson. We'll get to that. So first of all, prop tech and property. I was in the Four Seasons last night. I had a quick dinner with a friend, and we went outside and we were waiting for the valet, and it was really hot. So we decided to go into, what seemed like a waiting lounge, but wasn't. And there was a huge, the project for the new Four Seasons.
Model? Yes.
The model, sorry, yes. The model for the new Four Seasons behind the ICD Brookfield. And it looked really, really impressive.
It's a stunning piece of architecture. It's prime plus plus location in
21 Dubai. Million was the starting price for yep. one bedroom. That was the minimum, 21 million.
Yeah. So we're talking about ultra premium sort of product over there, sort of akin to, if you're familiar with the Bulgari residences or the Four yep. Seasons residences.
Familiar from a distance.
Canal. Yeah, yes. Well, same here, of course. Yeah, I sold mine long ago. But no, it's and there's obviously strong demand for that sort yep. of product. And there isn't that much supply. It makes the headlines a lot, but there really isn't that much supply of these high-end sort of apartment, loft, condo products. And yep. My guess is these are doing well. It's not a guess, actually. There's a significant demand on it. One thing worth noting also, if you're familiar with the DIFC neighborhood in Dubai, we haven't had much new inventory come into DIFC in over 10 mm-hmm. years. Like the last project was, I believe, maybe 10 or 9 years ago mm-hmm. that got handed over in DIFC. And there's not been any new supply of residential property in there. So
right.
I would guess there's significant pent-up demand for projects in DIFC. And there's limited still availability of plots of land. So that's going to be a in-demand, unique product for sure.
Do you live in... you don't live in DIFC, obviously.
No, but I worked for a long time in
there.
DIFC.
Sorry, you live there, yeah. Sorry, I don't know what's wrong with my I'm just jumbling
memory.
Up my words today. But do you go to DIFC? I remember a couple of years ago, Dr. Habib Mullah put out a statement, and he said, well, on Twitter, it wasn't really a statement, but or he said it in an interview, I can't remember. He said, DIFC is turning into a food court.
It is a very high-end food court.
Very high-end food court.
Correct, yes. I mean, that's one of its key attractions, of course. And if you're doing a high-end sort of Michelin or whatever restaurant, that's your typical go-to.
Yeah.
And then the other alternatives.
It's
a lifestyle destination. It's connected now sort of summer and winter because of the spine that was that retail spine that was created. So it's a lovely area. It's a very prime area. But it's also obviously a very important financial center.
Sure.
You look at the weight of the companies represented in that area, mm-hmm. and you know, it just brings it all together.
Yeah.
And naturally, you know, the finance bros, they spend.
Finance bros, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, they spend. And so hence, you know, you bring the entertainment and the F&B to them.
Do you dine there at DIFC?
Not often, not anymore, not as much as I used to. I don't
do you
need
like
to entertain the same way that I used to before. And
I've
brought down sort of my tastes a little bit to down to earth. Maybe.
Right, down to earth. Okay, nice. Cool, I like it. I feel like it was nicer back a couple of years back. It's it's getting a bit strange.
We get nostalgic always.
True.
Nostalgia, like, but it has its crowd, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Nighttime crowd. So let's go to Ahmed Qasim. So he put out a really lovely note. It's a note that he wrote to his teacher in school back in the day. He says, "To Mrs. Rowlands, I think it is unfair." He's talking about bullying. "I think it is unfair that people, children, are not allowed to fight at school. I really like to stick up for myself by not depending on others to help if I am bullied or am hit hard by someone. I like to fight back, not back out like wimps do. If I don't, I keep being bullied and hit. So I would like to request that you allow us to fight. Yours sincerely, Ahmed." And then he said, "Always be fighting." So it was...
Well, back in the day, fighting was common, extremely common in schools,
yeah.
I guess.
And yep.
Certainly an interesting character, one of the first exits of a technology e-commerce company in the region.
Jadopado,
mm-hmm. yeah. And I believe it was Tunoon or Amar at the time. It was Noon.
Yes.
At the time.
In 2017, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. It was a bit of a controversial story. There was a lot of consolidation happening in the e-commerce mm-hmm. space. Around the same time, Amazon mm-hmm. acquired Noon, and so on. Mm-hmm. So certainly somebody who's become prominent in our space, but mm-hmm. obviously quite outspoken.
Very outspoken. I love that this is a parallel or a metaphor for his life in business as well, right?
You think he got bullied? in business, I guess
shall
it's inevitable.
Shall we talk about bullying in business, or shall we keep our
it's a well-known going. Story back then that the whole team of Jadopado was let go of very shortly after mm-hmm. it was acquired.
Yeah.
But what's a business decision and what's more personal, we don't know. Obviously, standing up for yourself in school, and the point over there is, I find it a little bit surprising how clean the environment in schools is these days. What happened to the rough and ready, and
true.
But I guess it's what's acceptable these days. Standing up for yourself doesn't have to be physical, in my opinion.
I mean, it's moved to social media, hasn't it? Though the bullying on social media is crazy, and a lot of people get.
And what do you do about that? You can't be physical about that, right?
Exactly.
So, new forms of bullying, I guess, need a new form of response.
Yeah, true. Right, Holo. It's a Dubai-based mortgage platform, and it's completed an oversubscribed funding round with the UAE and London-backed funds, including the Dubai Future District Fund, London-based Hambro Perks Fund, RX, which also confirmed it will committed to a third investment, it said. So that's really exciting for
Holo. And follow-on investments from existing investors, always a good sign, of course. A few of these names are marquee names in the industry, showing good support. Dubai Future District Fund is actually a government venture capital entity, sort of supporting setup of mainly financial technology companies mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. Sort of the future district of Dubai, which includes DIFC, by the way. That whole corridor between DIFC and the trade center. Holo certainly a name coming up more and more often. It's a aggregator of mortgage products. It's a digital aggregator. Certainly mortgage volumes in Dubai have grown with the growth of the real estate market, mm-hmm. so their mm-hmm. target market is big. And there's been a couple of players, actually, when another one announced around maybe just a week before Husby,
really?
Which is Husby. Also a...
when did that launch, Husby? Was it before Holo or after?
I think
Holo
before,
was the first. Really?
Probably around 2021, if I'm not mistaken. Holo's maybe a couple of years after that.
Really? Holo was launched in 2020?
Okay, so pretty much the same.
I think they were the OG, because I remember when they first came out, and I interviewed Michael Hunter, as I mentioned, the co-founder and CEO, and it was a new kind of concept for.
So pretty much in parallel, both of them, both prop techs, both focused on the mortgage aggregation space. And certainly one that's gotten attention from a lot of venture capital firms. In the case of Husky, included a lot of international funds also coming in, VC funds.
It's just really nice. And I love the way they do their social media, but it's really nice to, you know, write the story of a startup from the beginning and then follow its journey and then, you know, see its success. It's just kind of...
Absolutely, but when it's in real time, it's not always the success that comes out. It's, and what is interesting also is the struggles that happen in between. But you know, being in the industry, of course, you want to always look for the good stories. So I've been followed the stories of a lot of founders and they have how they got through certain humps. And I personally am a fan of building in public. I try to do it as much as possible when you're building a company, is to talk about it, is to publicize it, not just talk about the positives of it, but obviously talk about the journey in general.
Absolutely.
No journey is a one-way sort of upward trajectory.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
It's always good to have people, you know, open about that experience.
Definitely. A holding company that's doing really, really well and seems to be only on the upward trajectory is Sheikh Tahnoon's IHC. It grew from a fish farming business to a $240 billion conglomerate with investments in Elon Musk's SpaceX, copper mines, you name it. And it's eyeing a $5 billion buyback to revive its stock after the 43,000% rally. Interesting, this.
Certainly. So it, I don't think the business per se started as a fish farming. The company, or if you like, the listed entity was a fish farming company, got acquired mainly for its listing status and then effectively consolidated massive assets into that into that holding company, including across pretty much all industries. Very extremely well-funded entity and probably by far the most valuable listed company by market capitalization in the market. But it's not the sort of company where, you know, if you want to take a position in a specific industry, do you invest in it, right? Because it is an extremely diversified holding company. So if you're like positive on the banking industry, there's banking in there, but there's everything else also, right?
So I mean, he's become a superstar as well, hasn't he, Sheikh Tahnoon? I mean, everyone is talking about him. Bloomberg has done several, you know, profile pieces on him.
Probably one of the largest asset or sort of liquidity sources for acquisitions globally. Been very active in acquisitions in some key names, like you mentioned, SpaceX being one of them, but many, many other types across the industries. So when you're that active with that powerful a balance sheet, certainly you are you know, at the absolute pinnacle of asset allocation.
I was writing the story yesterday, and bless him, Ahmed is in the background there, but he said, and what about, do you know any royals, Libna? Can't we get a royal on the show? I said, yeah, Omar, sure, let me just work on it. Let me just pick up my phone and...
work the network.
and give him a call. last but not least, the Saadiyat Cultural District looks amazing. And obviously,
Absolutely.
Abu Dhabi have done so much in terms of, you know, really becoming a cultural hub. They've got a new campaign out for this district, an emerging hub for arts, culture, and tourism. That's how they describe it. They've got everyone from Oprah Winfrey to Idris Elba to Will.i.am. I don't know why Will.i.am again in the again as a celebrity face.
He had his day.
Majid Al-Futtaim had him as well a couple of years back.
I remember. Yes.
Even during that scandal with him not paying his staff for his company.
No, he's still, he's got his following, so it's,
got his following.
You know,
it's, you are always the voice of reason.
I try to be.
Someone needs to be. If people are kind of, I wouldn't say outraged, but they're confused why Oprah, why these names, you know, after her alleged involvement. Okay, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there. But do you think these celebrity campaigns work? You know, Yas Island has also, and we are going to speak to someone from Ithaca, but they've got Ryan Reynolds, who is absolutely brilliant. I do think his campaigns are the best so far from Jason Momoa.
Any campaigns, absolutely.
Yeah.
They do work. They do work. We're talking about global stars that you know, get attention for a period of time to something that you want to bring that attention to. In the case, probably by far my favorite neighborhood or community in Abu Dhabi, being Saadiyat Island, is absolutely beautiful. The best architecture, the best attractions, a great natural beach also over there.
And it took them years to create that atmosphere.
And more is coming. The Sheikh Zayed Museum is a architectural wonder. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely beautiful. It's not done yet, but you can see what's coming. And it's just, if there's nothing even in there, it's still a piece of art.
Yeah,
and that adds to the Guggenheim, of course, and multiple other attractions in the same area.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see it finished. Yeah. I think we're missing that. I mean, there's definitely a lot of cultural attractions in different places, but a hub to that scale, I think, is something quite unique.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Waleed, for being with us. We have Brent Jackson waiting. So he's gonna be joining us. Would you like to stay, actually, for the interview?
I will leave you to it. I have to run to another meeting, but I will be sure to listen and follow.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much, Waleed,
Libna,
for your time. It's been a pleasure, as always. Stay tuned for the interview with Brent Jackson, Chief Venues Officer from Al-Qaeda, which means thrill.